It's time for Scotty and Kara's Pit Stop with Columbia's Carl Edwards. Had some rain issues over the weekend in Daytona, which kind of caused just a little bit of a wreck when things started back up on Sunday.
A little bit of a wreck is kind of an understatement. I think Sunday I saw more wrecked cars than I've ever seen in a race, ever. I mean, it was crazy. We got caught up in a wreck early on, like, lap 20, which was wild. It's one of those things I could feel the wreck coming. We're going along 200 miles per hour, cars three wide, bumper to bumper, and I could tell everyone was getting a little too excited, and then all of a sudden, it just, everything broke loose, cars wrecking everywhere. Then we got our car fixed, our Subway Ford, put it all back together, and I was out there running about a half a lap behind the rest of the field, and I saw the biggest wreck I've ever seen in my career, and it was wild. The whole field wrecked, and there were only six cars this weekend that didn't wreck.
Has that ever happened before?
I don't think that's ever happened. I think that might have been the biggest wreck we've ever had. It was pretty crazy. I was driving down the back straightaway, and to look at the end of the back straightaway and watch cars going 180 miles per hour and about 25 of them all in a wad sliding. I mean, it looked like a video game.
Oh.
It was crazy. So yeah, we definitely didn't win the race. The coolest part, though, was that Eric Almirola won in the 43 car that Richard Petty made famous. And it was exactly 30 years from the last win of Richard Petty. Eric happens to be 30 years old. But he's from Florida, is the Air Force car, Independence Day weekend. And I think it ended up with the right result, but man, it was a tough race.
I was wondering, too, did any of the excitement have anything to do with the wreck, like being in Daytona, for one? Did that have anything to do with it, or was it just the rain, or?
When we have rain delays and the race gets postponed, it's like everybody's really antsy and they want to go, and everybody has a hard time, I think, controlling their competitiveness. So that I believe, is always a factor. On the day after a rain out, people are a little more antsy and take more risk, but it's Daytona, and it's a restrictor plate race. You can't separate yourself from the rest of the field. It ends up just being a big pack of cars, and we've been lucky. We haven't had these big wrecks lately, but that was a spectacular couple of wrecks we had this weekend.
Looked pretty insane. Scotty filled me in on that ahead of time. He mentioned that he may have seen you somewhere in mid-Missouri.
Yeah, so I was riding my bicycle down the Katy Trail, and here comes this guy. It looked just like Scotty, but about 100 pounds lighter.
Right?
And man, he was working. He was out there all by himself just going for it, and that was really cool to see him. He said he's lost over 130 pounds. That takes more than commitment. That takes some real dedication.
Well, going from the trails to the tracks, what do you have coming up this weekend?
Well, this weekend we go to Loudoun, New Hampshire, which is, it's a 1 mile flat oval. It's completely different than Daytona. It's a special track for me because our team is owned by the Fenway Sports Group, half of it. So it's Roush Fenway Racing, and home of the Red Sox up there, the Fenway folks. If we could win that race, it would be huge. So we'll just go up there, we'll have some fun, and hopefully it's a good weekend.
We'll definitely be watching for you and still in the race for the Cup.
All right. Well, thank you guys very much. I'm glad you're holding down the fort there. I don't know what Scotty's doing, but he's probably out there on the trail right now. So I appreciate everybody's support. Key Largo Fitness and Tanning for keeping me in shape. These summer months are hot, and it makes a difference. Jones Power Sports, and definitely Joe Mockins Ford. They've been doing a lot of great things for me, and I appreciate everything.
Thank you so much, Carl, and we'll chat with you again next week, okay?
All right, Kara. Thanks a lot.